Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRB, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated and Shelley's Burger Station. It's also brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, United Fidelity Bank, ProWire, Joe's Pizza and Pasta, First National Bank of Brownstown, This Trucking in Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brannon and Scott Kramer, Timmerman & Company, Silkworm, Wilms & Associates, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Bulk Plant Resale, Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Lucas Lash Trucking, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Mary Ann's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Shelley's Burger Station, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Hosick Motors, Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, K-Marsh Insurance, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Bank of Hillsboro, Lock Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's. And welcome to our pregame here on WKRV as we get set for week three of the Vandals season. Start off, Vandals football is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. They specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop, and they're a locally owned and operated business. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. That's Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. Vandals football also presented by Shelley's Burger Station. Shelley's is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a great breakfast menu. Shelley's offers dine-in, outside seating, drive-through, and carryouts are available. Shelley's Burger Station, 615 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. So the Vandals are on the road at Pena tonight to take on the Panthers. Both teams come into the game at 2-0 on the season. The Vandals coming off their win over Hillsboro last week at home, while Pena is coming off a win over the Southwestern Piesaw Birds this past week. We get started with our pregame interviews tonight. Our pregame interviews brought to you in part by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, Turn at the Dragon, and Sir Fix-a-Lot for great deals and great advice. That's Kaskaskia Supply and Rental at 2024 Prospect Drive in Vandalia. And we now hear from Vandals football coach Jason Clay.
Well, Coach, moving into week number three, I guess to start off, how's practice been this week?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, try to keep moving forward, and it's one of those things we've talked about throughout the start of the season and every year is, you know, we want to be improving, so we're peaking at the end. And, you know, last week we faced a little different challenge with the run-oriented offense. And then, you know, the thing that I've been proud of the first 2 weeks is just kind of the way, you know, neither game started really the way we would have scripted it to start, but kids kind of stayed with it, and we ended up getting, you know, two victories in pretty convincing fashion. So I think that the thing that they got to realize is that it's a four-quarter game, and we have the ability to score points. So, you know, as long as we get settled in and do our job.
Yeah, that can be tough, though, to kind of adapt to that and take some adversity and not let it get to you. So, yeah, that is a big test, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, we talk about it all the time, and then then it happens, and you get a chance to reflect on how you did. And obviously there's things that we would always like to see us do better. But, I mean, I think that, like I said, the resiliency, and, you know, obviously there's going to be more tests throughout the season, and going on the road and playing good teams, and, you know, then the playoffs, and just the ability to keep fighting and shows them that, you know, that they can do it, and validates what we talk about and try to teach them.
Coach, you go to Pena. They're 2-0 as well coming in. What's your thoughts on the Panthers?
Well, obviously they've got a good tradition, you know, new head coach this year, but, you know, a very veteran coach that's coached a lot of football for a lot of years and had a lot of success. And So, you know, we know they're going to be well coached. They're going to execute, you know, expect them to not shoot themselves in the foot and do silly things. You know, obviously, we're going to try to force them into making mistakes. But, you know, we know that they're going to be well coached and that we're going to have to execute our game plan to be successful, you know, offensively and defensively. You know, they're going to have some weapons. You know, they moved kid that played running back to quarterback, and so it's kind of his first year playing varsity quarterback, but you know, he's a good athlete and played varsity football before. And you know, they got the Lynch kid back, who's a good athlete and can cause some matchup problems, and got a strong looking running back and a big looking line. So obviously they can do some things. And then defensively, you know, they got one of the better defensive players in the conference, and the Wrench kid that plays D-line. And so, you know, we'll be prepared and have a plan for dealing with them. And I said it'll be a good matchup, and they always have a good crowd and good environment. So looking forward to taking our team up there and putting them to the test.
Yeah, you mentioned running, and they're running back. He ran for over 100 yards week one, over 200 last week. So he's been piling up quite a bit of yards.
Yeah, I think they're trying to develop an identity, and I think that, you know, from what we've seen, that's, you know, kind of what it looks like early on, that, you know, they've trying to lean on their line, and, you know, they play the Wrench kid at H-back, and so they've, I think, they wanted to establish that they can run the football, but they've been able to throw it too, and whether it be screen passes or deep passes, I mean, I think that their coach is smart enough to know that if they can stay balanced, then they're going to have a better opportunity to score points, and obviously the first 2 weeks they put some points up, so our defense will definitely be challenged, and you know, but with, I think our guys will be up to the test, and you know, we'll try to give them a little bit of variety in what we do, and it comes down to same old things, you know, getting off blocks and tackling and executing, you know, pass coverage and all those kinds of things.
You have seen, you know, a lot of variance in what you faced in the first 2 weeks of the season, seeing a run-dominated team last week and Carlinville, who mixes it up pretty well. So, you know, you've seen what you need to going into a test like this, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a little bit of a settling in period, I think, for the defense, you know, and things are never quite the same as the way you simulate them in practice. But, you know, one thing that helps us in this kind of game is that we do a lot of the same things, so our kids have a familiarity and with it, and we maybe give a little bit better look than different offenses. So hopefully we can give a good look and prepare our guys and know exactly where they're supposed to be and how they're supposed to play things.
Coach, got everybody back this week. Got your full lineup back for the first time.
Yeah, it'll be good trying to get everybody to gel together and you know, obviously use all of our pieces. And you know, one thing I think it'll help us a lot is from the depth standpoint of just having more guys to rotate in there and guys that'll contribute and offensively and defensively. And you know, obviously it looks like the weather's going to stay warm for a couple weeks here. And so I just think that the more guys we can work in there and use, and we're going to need them all. And I think those guys can make a big difference in the outcome of the game for sure.
Yeah, and it's something that I've just noticed, a lot of different names and a lot of different faces you guys are getting in, especially on the defensive side, it seems.
Yeah, Coach Reinhart and Coach Lucan have done a good job of rotating, sticking to what they said. You know, defensive line-wise, you know, we feel like, you know, Bryce is kind of our anchor and most experienced kid, but, you know, there's a lot of other kids he's gotten in there to play. And, you know, this past week we played some bigger guys just to try to kind of take up space and hold off the double teams and things that we're going to see against Hillsboro. And, you know, this week might be a game where, you know, we got some smaller, quicker guys in there to chase down and pursue the screens and the sweeps and those kinds of things too. So I think it's just good to have that many kids that we can get out there and give a shot. And obviously, you know, puts pressure on them to work hard, but also gives coach options to do different things. And, and then keeps us from having as many guys playing both ways, and you know, potential to keep some guys fresher and as we rotate through. And you know, offensively, we try to package up the skills. A lot of times, the line remains the same, and but we'll package up the skills and try to use some guys in different ways and play to their strengths.
And that's one of those things, you know, too, when you're able to rotate in a lot of guys like that, you are ready in case you do have somebody out. That helps a lot, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's unavoidable in football, and, you know, whether, you know, you have injuries or little things that come along the way, and, I mean, it's always testing your depth, and it seems like when you get to week 9, 10, 11, you've always got some little nagging things going on, and but just to have these guys that, you know, can give a guy a break and come in and give us quality plays, and you know, that way it's not, you know, as the game goes on, hopefully we're stronger and outlasting people. And one of the things we talked about a while back was it gives us the ability to play fast on offense, and I think that when you got the defense on their heels and you can play fast, I think that's to your advantage. We kind of did that a little bit last week and got rolling a couple times there in the second quarter, and you know, we were on the line and running plays, and Dylan was running downhill, and we were getting first downs and then pulling it out and throwing it, and just a challenge for the defense. I mean, I've coached against that and know how hard it is. You can't get calls in, you can't rotate guys, and you know, and then as you pick up a first down, you start wearing on them a little bit, then they, you know, 2 yard gains become 5 yard gains, and the next thing you know, you're on your heels, and it's tough as a defense. So if we have that ability, I think that helps our cause, and to play in rhythm like that and to force the pace. And, you know, obviously last week's a little bit of a test because they're hogging the ball already, and it's like, well, how fast do we really want to play? Because, you know, but I think Coach Reinhardt's stance has always been you just score however, and we'll worry about the rest on defense. So that's kind of the philosophy we've been trying to use. And by the same, it's just another advantage where if we have kids that can get the job done, then we can play more guys and rotate and stay fresh.
This is going to be the type of week playing against a solid opponent, like you said, where every little thing's going to be magnified, you know, the extra points, the turnovers, different things like that. So this is one of those weeks where you have to be your best.
Yeah, I think just kind of relaxing on some things and letting those things kind of naturally come to us. Obviously, you know, we struggled a little bit last week on some things in the kicking game, and but we had some other good things too. I thought that our kickoff coverage was pretty solid at times, and I thought our kick return game was good. Had several short fields. I think we watched film on Tuesday, and I think there was two times early in the first half where we had, or maybe it was the one in the second half, we started with the ball, you know. Yeah, one was off a punt return. We started with the ball in their territory. You know, mm-hmm. Anytime you start with the ball across midfield, you know, you like your chances on offense of scoring points and executing to the point where you can score on that short field. So, you know, punt returns, kick returns, covering kicks, all that stuff's going to be huge. And obviously they have some guys that are dangerous returners as well. And, you know, so we'll have to be sound in our coverage. And I think we can. And I think getting some of these guys in there will add some depth to our special teams too and allow us to get some other people in there in those spots too.
Health-wise, how are the Vandals, Coach?
Yeah, we're in pretty good shape. I mean, we got some minor things that have been going on this week, but our just got the report from our trainer, and he said, I think we're in pretty good shape, and some guys have had some nagging things that kind of improved, and so I think everybody will be good to go come game time and ready to strap it on and get after it.
You talked about the heat, and we really haven't had that the first 2 weeks, but we are going to be a little warmer tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But one thing I noticed too, it seems like obviously it's getting darker a little earlier.
Yep.
And you know, once the sun goes down, it's going to cool off a little bit. And so the first quarter might be a little warm, and I think after that we'll settle in, and it'll cool off for the kids, and you know, that'll be good. Like I said, I don't think it'll affect us too much, but we'll see what happens.
That is Vandals football coach Jason Clay. And, you know, we have just the one interview. By the way, coaches' interviews are brought to you in part by Bulk Plant Resale. Bulk Plant Resale with 50 vendors offering a wide variety of goods here at 513 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia. That is Bulk Plant Resale in downtown Vandalia. Coach Ramsey, Pena's new football coach in his first year in the position with Pena. Of course, he's been a coach many times with a lot of success over the years. He did not get back to me with repeated times checking in with him this week. So just the one coach's interview for this week is Coach Ramsey did not get back with me. So we have just Coach Clay as we get set for this one here tonight. We'll talk a little about stats for Pena in their first 2 weeks of the season. Parker Moore, who was a running back for him last year, he has moved into the quarterback spot, threw for 230 yards in their week one win over Hillsboro. And last week didn't throw the ball as much, 10 of 15, 74 yards, two interceptions. He's got three touchdowns, four interceptions so far this year, and 304 yards passing so far this year. But running back has been where they've been. Caden Durbin, young running back, he's a junior, saw a little bit of action last year. He ran for 102 yards in their week one win over Hillsboro. He ran for 231 yards and three touchdowns last week against Southwestern, so he has been on the ground. And Cash Lynch, a guy that definitely can do some big things for them, no question about it. Hasn't had the big stats so far this season, but he is somebody who can do big things for them offensively. And then on the other side of the ball, Tyler Wrench is a guy defensively for them that can cause a lot of problems and wreak a lot of havoc as well. So that's a little bit on the Pena Panthers as we get set for this one here tonight. Keys to the game. Our keys to the game tonight brought to you in part by Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. Find them online at dynamicdentalil.com. Well, you know, you get into games like this and it gets down to the little things. Special teams. Do you get your extra points? Do you get your get good field position? No turnovers. You know, little things like that come into a factor. There's no question about that. Going to be a lot of emotions. It's a big. It's definitely a big rivalry game. Both teams 2-0 coming in. This is the biggest game of the week when it comes to the conference games. There's no question about that. So just calm yourself and get settled in, and don't make the mistakes. And make sure to take advantage of anything you do get on the other side. So you expect it to be a well-played football game. Don't expect a lot of mistakes. And for the Vandals, you know they're going to be able to put points on the board. I don't think there's any question about that. Going to depend on some matchups and some interesting things they'll do. We'll see how they match up tonight. If the Vandals or if Pena tries to go man coverage on some of the Vandals receivers, that could definitely be a problem, but Vandals have got to give the quarterback time to be able to throw the ball as well here tonight. Keys to the game also brought to you in part by Durbin's Overhead Door. Durbin's Overhead Door offers many services, including installation and repair of garage doors. Call them at 618-283-4863. Also visit their website, durbinsoverheaddoor.com. It's also brought to you in part by Brickyard Builders. They are the call for any new construction and also for add-ons as well. Call Landon Fiesel, 618-367-2894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders, LLC. Well, weather tonight. So it's kind of interesting when you get down to the weather for tonight, because we have had 2 weeks so far where the weather has been not really you'd really expect it to be. It's been cooler temperatures that we've seen so far, and so that's been a little interesting. But that's not going to be the case. We're getting into the low 90s for the weather and the temperature tonight. Now, it will cool down pretty quickly. That's because the sun will go down. The sun will set at 7:09 p.m., So it'll be very short into the first quarter. The sun will set and the temperature will start to come down after that. So looking at a high in the low 90s, but then when you start looking at the temperature for tonight, it's going to slide into the low 60s. So the temperature will go down quite a bit. That's kind of how you get in September when you have hot days. It'll slide down pretty quickly once the sun goes down. And, of course, the sun is going down earlier, going down at 7:09. So I believe this will probably be the last week that the sun will actually still be up when it's game time. I think after this week that'll have changed. So that's the weather for tonight. Going to be a little bit hotter, but it is going to cool down pretty quickly for tonight. So shouldn't be too bad if you're going to the game. A situation like that, the humidity is not expected to be that bad. Another factor once you get a little deeper into September, when you do have hot days, you don't have the heat and humidity and some of those things like you do, of course, in the June, July, and August months. Much different situation. Weather brought to you in part by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. They are your local Kubota dealer on Route 40 in Bluff City. It's also brought to you in part by Sloan Implements. They are your local John Deere dealer at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia. So we're going to take a break, come back, a couple more things that we're going to talk about as we go along, and we'll be back with more here on the pregame show here on WKRV. Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hex Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hex Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hex Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hex Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels, but not sure where to start? Looking for a personalized experience with more customer service than you receive at the big box stores? At Lock Flooring Innovations, you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. They customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen, and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by the showroom or call 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations, off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
So back here on the pregame show, and thought we'd look at the Vandals starting lineup. The Vandals with everybody back, as Coach Clay talked about. So starting lineup for tonight, offensively starting lineup for tonight, wide receivers Connor DePew and Brenton McCarty. Left tackle is Noah Langston. Left guard is Dominic Swires. The center is Bryce Hartley. Caden Osborne at right guard. Right tackle is Isaac Forbes. Your quarterback is Quentin Stumbaugh. And running back is Dylan Hinton. Other receivers, Jordan Colburn and Andrew Casey tonight. On the defensive side of the ball, your defensive ends are Caden Osborne and Bryce Hartley. Your defensive tackles, Isaac Forbes and Xander Tate. Your inside linebackers, Sam Bowers and Dylan Hinton. Your outside linebackers, Cole Yarborough and Patty McDowell. Your safety is Jordan Colburn. And your corners are Connor DePew and Brenton McCarty. So that's your starting lineup on both offense and defense for the Vandals here tonight. Games in week three of the South Central Conference season. Of course, the Vandals and Pena, both 2-0 playing here tonight. That's the only undefeated matchup in the conference for tonight. Greenville Comets are undefeated. They are at 1-1 Carlinville tonight. 1-1 Gillespie is at 0-2 Hillsboro. Staunton, they are undefeated. They are 2-0 on the season. They are at 0-2 Litchfield tonight. And a matchup of two teams. Somebody's going to get their first win tonight. 0-2 North Mac is at 0-2 Southwestern tonight. So that's our games in the South Central Conference for tonight. That's going to wrap us up on this pregame show here on WKRV.
When it's time to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you need to see Hecht Chevrolet in Vandalia. Hecht Chevrolet is your full-service dealership. They will help you get your new vehicle financed and make sure you get a deal you're happy with. Hecht Chevrolet's service department is ready to help you get back on the road again if you have problems. For a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Hecht Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.